Over the next few days, life may feel like you're on a seesaw, teetering back and forth between what you want in life versus what needs to change. I say this because on the night of August 26th and the morning of August 27th, Venus in Leo began to form an exact opposition to Pluto retrograde in Aquarius, basically creating an intense, stark moment of contrast. So let's break it down. On one side, Venus in Leo wants warm, passionate love, the kind of love that makes us feel seen, adored, and celebrated. On the other side of this opposition is Pluto retrograde in Aquarius, asking us to revise and reclaim our power by stirring up the undercurrents of any potential issues of control, detachment, or like unhealthy power dynamics. But before I continue, I want to talk about Pluto really quick. Pluto retrograde doesn't destroy for the sake of destruction. She strips away what's false so that something better can take shape. So while Venus and Pluto are locked in an opposition, our relationships, finances, and creative pursuits all feel like they're under an immense amount of pressure on purpose so that we have an allotted amount of time to face our fears of vulnerability, jealousy, control, etc. So no, this is not an easy breezy lighthearted alignment. However, it is an opportunity for us to see what lies beneath the surface of our wants and desires. So under this opposition, ask yourself, am I chasing love for validation or fear of not being enough? Or does this love that I'm chasing feel real and true? Also, that's my dog dreaming right now. That's so cute. Where was it going with that? Are my financial and creative choices aligned with my authentic self, or how could they be more aligned and authentic? Because Pluto is currently retrograde, I do think a lot of the work that we're doing actually is more internal, kind of like we're dismantling a lot of our patterns of control, fear, or dependency. On the bright side of a Venus-Pluto opposition, our relationships during this time frame can reach a new layer of trust, honesty, loyalty, and depth if both parties are willing. And on the artistic and creative side of Venus, this alignment can basically bring you intense, profound breakthroughs, kind of like you're allowing all of this intensity or these changes to inspire your art, your performance, or your self-expression. But whatever you do, whatever comes up around this time frame that might feel heavy or intense or combative, don't shy away from it. You need to face it head on so that you can fix it, solve it, purge it, release it once and for all, so you can transform what's necessary for your desired sense of renewal and peace moving forward.